Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather in Israel is mild today, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, a pleasant day for being outside. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler with a gentle breeze, while Eilut enjoys warm, sunny conditions. Here are today's headlines. First, in the wake of the tragedy in Majdal Zun, Israel and Lebanon meet in Rome. The deadly explosion overshadowed the talks, but American intervention played a crucial role, according to reports in Lebanon. That's from Walla, earlier this hour. Also, the IDF has uncovered thousands of Hezbollah terror infrastructures within villages in southern Lebanon. This includes command centers and underground facilities. That's from Israel Hayom, earlier today. Also this hour, on its way to Hamas, the IDF captured a large drone carrying an unusual amount of weapons. The drone crossed the Israel-Egypt border before being intercepted. That's from Mariv, a short time ago. Separately, Herzl's grandparents have been reburied on Mount Herzl, fulfilling the Zionist leader's final wish. This occurred earlier today, as reported by Forward. And finally, El Sayed's narrow win in Michigan sets up a reckoning among Jewish Democrats. Some find solace in his razor-thin victory despite his criticism of Israel. That's from JTA, from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. From Ynet Global, writing just minutes ago, teenage girls crossing into Lebanon forced IDF into an hours-long chase. This incident diverted troops as one girl remained missing. Meanwhile, Honest Reporting posted earlier today that Hezbollah's recent actions violated the ceasefire with Israel. They criticized The Guardian for minimizing this violation, focusing instead on Israel's response. Raylan Givens, an observer on Middle Eastern affairs, shared earlier today that Michigan Senate candidate Abdullah Sayed received substantial donations from individuals linked to a controversial organization. This organization has connections to Hamas, raising concerns across the U.S. Now for more on those stories, starting with the meeting in Rome. Reports from Walla indicate that the explosion in Majdal Zun cast a shadow over the diplomatic talks between Israel and Lebanon. However, American intervention helped keep negotiations on track, highlighting the U.S.'s role in regional stability. The talks aimed to ease tensions, but the explosion underscores the volatile situation on the ground. Turning to the IDF's recent findings in southern Lebanon, Israel Hayom reported that northern command operations have uncovered significant Hezbollah infrastructure. These include command centers, launch positions, and observation posts. The discovery highlights the ongoing threat from Hezbollah and the challenges in maintaining security in the region. Meanwhile, the capture of the drone laden with weapons marks a significant interception by the IDF. As reported by Mariv, the drone crossed into Israel from Egypt, and its contents suggest a major smuggling operation intended for Hamas. This incident raises questions about the extent of smuggling networks and their impact on regional security. Separately, the reburial of Herzl's grandparents, as Forward noted, fulfills a long-standing wish of the Zionist leader. This symbolic gesture reflects ongoing efforts to honor historical figures and their contributions to Israel's founding. It serves as a reminder of the deep historical roots and the ongoing legacy of Zionism. And finally, El Sayed's win in Michigan poses a challenge for Jewish Democrats, according to JTA. His criticism of Israel has caused divisions among his supporters, who are now debating their future support. This situation illustrates the complex dynamics of political allegiances in the diaspora and their implications for Israel-U.S. relations. On the economic front, first, Apollo Power's deal with Amazon Europe boosts the Israeli company. The solar project in France is worth about 2 million shekels, causing the stock to jump significantly. This comes from Mariv Business earlier today. Separately, Avi Eyal from Entree Capital defended Monday.com's recent layoffs. He explained that the AI-driven restructuring is necessary due to changes in the software industry. This was reported by CTEK earlier today. And finally, the relocation of wealthy Israelis is costing the state. Israel Hayom Business reported that this trend results in a loss of about 1.2 billion shekels annually, highlighting the financial impact of such demographic shifts. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.